All right, let's go, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready, get ready. She is here, the one and only Carla Farrell with what? Reality update.
All right,
coming in hot.
Shirley, quit acting like you got new lines or something. Come on, now.
Right, just be ready.
Coming in hot.
Oh, now it's on me. Now it's
right. I got to blame somebody. Coming in hot. That's my girl. That's my ride or die. Thank you, Shirley. Right. Thank you, nephew.
I got you, girl.
Let's go. Let's start with ready to love. Let's
I'm off the top.
You are off the top. This is our favorite singles dating reality competition show, if you will. It's hosted by our very own nephew, Tommy, on the OWN Network. So things are getting a little heated, you know, between the singles. Mm. The chef, Chef Diedrich, he got eliminated, and nobody was really feeling him, so I wasn't really mad at that elimination at all. So, Tommy,
You know, you got an older guy that's in his 50s.
I like
who actually has grandchildren, but wants a child, wants a son. Uh-huh. So that you asking a lot, Pawpaw. You know what I'm saying? You really
not
asking.
Pawpaw.
That's
a nickname on the show, Pawpaw. So Pawpaw asking a lot. And, you know, he's a good guy, cooks his butt off. I like him.
Yeah.
You know, I just think, I don't think the compatibility was there with him and any of the ladies that were on the show. I just didn't think it was there.
Yeah, they thought he was cool, but no connection.
That age difference makes a difference. It really does.
Yeah, it does. It does. It did on the show. So not really mad at that elimination. I think tomorrow night's episode is about the BFFs. Is that correct? Is that what I saw being
teased? I believe you're right. And that's a little different when people bring their friends in or bring their family in and they get to see everything that's happening. Mm-hmm. It's a big trip. So be ready for that.
All right, tomorrow night, Ready to Love. Friday nights, what time, nephew?
It is 9 Eastern, 8 Central on the OWN Network, Ready to Love, hosted by yours truly.
All right, moving on quickly, Married to Medicine. Dr. Contessa and her husband, it seems like her and her husband, Dr. Scott, they're having problems. They're having issues, and they need to go to therapy. They need to go to counseling because they're having problems with communicating with each other, and they have a lot of kids. Go ahead, Shirley. What were you saying?
But he won't go, right, Carla?
No,
he
doesn't
want to go. Yeah.
He won't go. He will not go, and he said he wasn't going, and she was just
no, we won't go.
But then he kind of changed his mind and said, I'm going to go. So she's just like, whatever, with you. But anyway, did you see when he was drawing her blood, Dr. Contessa's blood, and then the point was to get the red blood cells and the plasma and inject it in her hairline to make sure her edges grow back. It was crazy. It was crazier than a mug.
But not only
they bring a hairline back?
It was perfectly fine to them.
Yeah, she was just sitting back and they was just talking about not communicating their marriage and he just sticking a needle in her hairline. I said, we got no sewing we can put up here.
I want some hairline. I didn't know you can go get hairline.
Junior, What's Steve?
Junior, you sound interested.
I'm just trying to figure out how we do this.
But it is interesting, though, Steve. It is.
It was really interesting. I couldn't focus. And then she going to tell him, he's shooting her with a needle in her hairline. And she was like, you're not listening. Girl, we try to concentrate. What's going on? Anyway, there's also beef with Toya versus everybody. I don't know. The quad had her quarantine party, and the ladies are beefing heavily. It's messy. She started it saying what Toya said on an Instagram and said she had a blankety-blank apartment, talking about Quad's apartment. Quad was about that life, and it is a shame.
Blankety-blank apartment an abbreviation for ragged-ass apartment?
No. Bull blank apartment. What was that? Okay. All right.
And then I'm going to tell you something, Carla, next time, though.
All right. We'll discuss it. We'll be back. What you got, Shirley?
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.